Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You think of the red chakra, think of your red ball and polishing it up in your mind.
Sorry.
No.
Big red ball. Polishing.
You imagine polishing it.
Just imagine.
This is terrible.
With Towers is back, baby.
Ooh, zing.
Crystals, really? Hello, and welcome to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable, with me, Tiss, hosting...
I was going to forget the name.
Hosting this time. With me, as always, my co-hosts. Introduce yourselves.
Mr. Beef.
This is Bob Shoy.
Cool. We're back.
We're all in the room together.
We're back from travels.
And we just thought, you know, don't come back and do a We're Back episode. Just roll in like it's a regular episode.
Yeah. Like nothing changed.
Yeah. But Tiz is going away again, like next week, so.
Yeah, but you're not going away.
Well, I'm going to Bristol.
Yeah, it's too far to drive to record.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not as far as Australia.
Not as far as Australia, so, yeah.
Yeah. You're staying on this continent.
Yeah.
So while we were all in the same country and the same place at the same time, we thought, crack on with a regular episode.
Yeah.
Because we've got some other stuff planned to keep content coming out, but we're all here, so let's do it.
Let's do it. And if you're listening, you should be chuffed because I'm quite tired.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a Monday night.
You got work in the morning?
No.
But Tiz, have you got work in the morning?
I have got work in the morning.
Ooh. When do you start your job?
I start my new job tomorrow.
Hey!
Evening.
What's that? 3 p.m. start.
Oh, okay.
My shift is 3 till 10.
Well, and we're looking after Joel. That's pretty much
it's work. Full-time job, isn't it?
It is. It's hard work.
Yeah.
It's more that it's getting up and immediately changing a shitty nappy.
Mm.
That's do you know what I mean? So it's not hard work, but it's not really the sort of thing you want to do as you wake up, is it?
No.
But, you know.
And then maintain your appetite for breakfast.
I'm doing it for him, hoping that one day I need him to do it for me.
I think that's the logic that every parent has.
Yeah.
It's the only way you can get through them nappies.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Go on,
I know people love the chaff before the topic starts. Thing is, I never know how much chaff to leave at the start of an episode because you get half the people who go, oh, I love it. Like, you know,
leave it all in.
If people like the hosts of a podcast, because I like listening to, like, I get to know the hosts, so I don't mind hearing of their day to day.
Not a lot of people like us on the podcast.
But no, sometimes people are just like, get to the content. I came to listen to an episode about... Tiss, what's today's episode?
Crystals.
Oh, well, he's got props and everything.
Got crystals.
He's got some crystals.
Got some crystals.
Okay.
So, I don't know the names of these. Shit.
This is a really interesting topic.
You need some moonstones. For the listeners, I'm holding a
butt plug, basically.
It's basically a butt plug, but it's like a amber colour. What have you got, Bobby?
I've got a white stone. It's got flecks of dark in it.
What do I do with it?
So that's a healing crystal. What you do?
Will it heal my headache if I do that?
Maybe.
We'll find out.
You're going to find out.
Well, it's working then, isn't it?
I've wanted to do an episode, not myself, but I wanted us to do an episode on crystals for a long time.
Right.
Because it is kind of a contentious subject. A lot of people in mainstream media take the piss out of crystals.
Right.
Peep Show, Napoleon Dynamite. You forgot to put in the crystals.
Do you want me to put that clip in right now? Okay.
So are you ready?
Yeah, hold on. I forgot to put in the crystals.
Mark from Peep Show.
Yeah.
I believe in crystal skulls. Yeah, yeah.
I'll put that in there now.
Hey, check out the crystal skulls.
Oh, God.
I've read loads of books about them.
She's funny.
They were probably crafted inhabitants of Atlantis, and they're powerful centres of healing.
Oh, right. Fascinating theory.
Oh, come on, Mark. The other stuff, no, but the skulls... How could you possibly make one of these except by some kind of magic?
In a factory? From glass?
Oh, sure. Come on. Could you make that?
No.
Could anyone?
Yes.
Crystal skulls is another thing we'll be going into today.
Oh, hello.
Actual crystal skulls.
Some clips from that beloved film. Everyone's favourite indie.
Shia LaBeouf in the crystal skull.
Legend says... that a crystal skull was stolen from a mythical lost city in the Amazon, supposedly built out of solid gold, guarded by the living dead.
Well, we'll kick this off quickly. I'll just quickly tell you about this. Have a little feel of these stones. Well, have a little feel of my stones.
Right, okay. Have a little... that's lovely. A little pouch and everything.
That's...
It's a little fairy.
I can't say. When he says, as a couple, little feel of my stones, it always comes in a nice little pouch as well.
It's a nice little fairy pouch with tits of stones in it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that feels good. Well, don't, pull, like, don't pinch it.
We come back in style. This is, I love that you've brought props, man.
It's nice.
I love this.
Where'd you get these from?
These are lids.
Oh,
lids,
right.
Collection of crystals. That's a quartz.
So did Lydia educate you about stones a little bit then?
A little bit, yeah. She knows quite a lot about it, but okay. Also we...
Is she into crystals?
Yeah, very much.
The crystal maze.
What's this one that looks like a phallus? A green phallus.
That shouldn't be in there.
That is actually my butt plug.
That's from her top drawer.
I can't remember. Yeah. You can get those.
That is epic.
I don't know. We got this one in India.
Did you?
I can't remember what it is.
Good. Good start. What about this? What about
really
this
nice
one?
That's like smoky quartz.
Is Lydia okay of us touching these?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. We're going to put negative energy.
A bit late,
in.
But
no. Because I'm going to admit, I'm going to take a lot of convincing.
Yeah, yeah.
Of stone properties,
of course.
Okay, good.
So I'll just quickly give you a little tutorial on this. So what you do with these...
I love this episode already.
This
I love it.
This is such a great one.
I've missed recording so much.
Oh. What you do with these...
Tiss, I'm so happy.
Because you hold it like this over your hand.
Right.
And then you say... Okay, just a minute. It's moving already.
This is like that test they did on you for the Ouija board.
Yeah, yeah.
So you say...
It's going to start writing what names on his hand.
Show me my yes. And then you put all your intention in your brain at the crystal. You see this? You see this spinning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my yes.
Okay, what does that mean?
That means it's going to be my yes. I'm going to ask it questions.
Oh, so that's your yes is the spinning?
It's the spinning, counterclockwise.
Right, okay.
Was it? I didn't... Okay.
Show me my no. You see that? It's not spinning anymore. It's going straight across. You see that?
Yeah.
And look at this hand. Not moving a muscle. Okay.
So the side to side...
So my no is this. My yes...
Is this like a magic eight ball?
This is, you can ask it yes or no questions.
Yeah, like a magic eight ball.
But rather than asking if something is going to happen, you ask if...
It isn't.
You would like it to happen or you think it's the right way to go. It's more of a loose question than a real...
Is it like...
Is this definitely going to happen? It's like, should
like
this happen for me? The crystal, and I'm making this
up just like...
from what I know about crystals, and I think it would be right... the crystal, we are all made of energy and of vibrations and frequencies. Mm. And these are also made of frequencies. They're made of silicon, which is very close to carbon, which is what we're all made of. And these are made over millions of years.
It is weird.
These are all crystals that have been formed over millions of years. So these are actually...
just chiseled out of rock?
Yeah.
When you say it like that, it does feel more powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm convinced.
Millions of years old. This stone, this isn't manufactured. This is, and all of these are actual, these were in the earth for
that
millions
one looks
of years.
Like a love heart.
Like millions of years. You're touching something.
But only shaped.
They get polished and they get cut
right
by people.
And what do the different shapes mean? Like, so, and what's the difference between a smooth and a jaggedy?
They all depend on where the energy will come from. These point ones.
I've got one like this.
The energy will come from the point.
Not for any purpose. I found something like this in Greece.
I think every boy.
Just to get home because it's quite nice.
I think every boy when he's a kid had like a geode or something in his top drawer from when he went to the Natural History Museum or something. Yeah. Mama wants something. Have that. That better than nothing.
Bit of matter, yeah.
That, the sound of a thunderous volcanic explosion which gives birth to the magnificent geode. My geode must be acknowledged.
Oh, brother. All right, back to show and tell.
I had a cactus in my room as well, and a Venus flytrap.
Amazing.
Nice.
I won't ask this any questions because it's just,
too personal.
Well, not too personal, just I don't know what to ask it.
Okay.
I mean,
we're not talking at the moment.
Do a little experiment.
We could do a little experiment if you want, if you want to do it yourself, if you hold it.
Well, because surely, so... And this is just me being
devil's advocate.
I'm asking skeptical for the sake of being skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
Would the movement not be caused by the fact that the weight on the end of a long piece of chain is kind of?
Are you asking it? What you?
Yeah, in my head. It's okay if I do it in my head. That's what.
Yeah,
I'm doing.
That's exactly.
See, look, that is gone. It's like an oval shape.
That's spinning.
Yeah, it's clock. It's an anti-clockwise oval.
Yeah.
Right, and now I say, what's my no?
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't just do the same shape again. Okay, what's my no?
And then put all your intent into that question.
Well, it's moving from side to side again.
Yeah, it's going up and down. Wow. Shaking, like, quite violently. Wow. I'm impressed by that. Look at that.
And you're
I'd want to put my arm in a vice.
Interesting radio for everyone to listen to.
Yeah.
Complete silence.
Well, that was swinging pretty
violently, like really swinging from side to side. So my yes was an anti-clockwise oval, and
they were different.
It was like a diagonal back and forth for no. Yeah.
So then what you'd do is you'd ask it questions. So should I do this? Should I do this? Do you think? Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, well, so I could say, like, should I be worried about my first day at work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on, do it.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. So I'm thinking, should I be worried about my first day at work tomorrow? I fucking hope it says no. Oh, fuck, it's saying yes. It's saying yes. Well, I'm going to go to bed, guys.
See, what that will...
I am worried about it. I've never worked for anyone.
What that will be reading is you, rather than the situation.
Yeah.
The crystal is feeding off your frequency. So you're almost asking yourself the question.
Yeah,
and the crystal is manifesting your own answer.
Okay.
For you to see. It's having a second opinion from something within, I guess.
Okay, well, I don't want to ask any more questions after that.
So,
but that is more probably the fact that you are worried.
Yeah.
It's saying, you should be, you are.
Okay.
And you're not, yeah.
And it's the carbon inside of it. What makes it move?
What makes it move?
Apart from...
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
It's energy from yourself going through your hand into it. Like I'm an expert now.
Yeah,
I've just done it, mate.
Yeah, I've done it, mate. So,
so your energy field, or its energy field moving it. But yeah, these crystals are, as I said, millions of years old for immense pressure, and they contain such a vast amount of energy through just the process of being made. And apparently, like, the ones that are circular are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Because they point out in all directions. The energy just blasts out from a sphere, whereas a pointy one,
so that
it will always go to the closest point.
Or do you reckon that's been...
Well, that one would... Yeah, no, that one... I guess one of the points would be where the energy would come from, because it's not perfectly spherical.
Right.
Like these obelisks would come out the top.
We've got a heart-shaped one here.
Heart-shaped one, yeah.
Yeah. Is that for any particular...
I think that's rose quartz.
What does that
mean? Yeah, that is right.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means. What is that?
It's just a type of crystal.
Well, that's Rose Quartz sacrificed herself to create Steven Universe.
I don't know that reference. I got a nice little video. spirit science.
Okay.
Our sacred geometry friend.
Ah, it's the same, same dude.
He taught us. He's, yeah, he loves this as well.
Is it going to be 3 hours long again?
No, no. Good. It's 30 minutes, but like we're
not, I was going to say, we're not watching,
The whole thing.
Okay, good.
We'll stop it.
You said that like, it's just 30 minutes. We're going to watch that and then we'll carry on.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll come around because I want to see it again. Because he kind of explains it really well. Enthusiastically.
So this is on YouTube, Spirit Science 13, The Crystal Movie.
Crystals, what are they? No, seriously, look at all these amazing structures and forms. They're beautiful, they're powerful, and they're life. Crystals are the essence of life manifesting within the Earth, the blossoms of the mineralogical portion of the Earth. Recognition of these energies and forms of crystals can greatly benefit your personal growth. It is a very basic consciousness, not as intricate or advanced as some life on Earth. Crystals definitely don't have the thinking capacity of humans, or even the biological reproductive systems of plants, but they are life. And today, I'm going to show you how this works. Crystals are defined as being a mineralogical body with a characteristic internal structure and enclosed by a symmetry of plane faces. They are, however, much more than that. Everything in the universe is a vibration, existing through many different frequencies at once. Our physical bodies are on this physical plane, but the sounds that we hear vibrate to a different frequency, as with smells and even thoughts. Crystals also vibrate to many frequencies at once. Health is the natural state of any form in the universe. Considering the vibrational existence of reality, health comes when the frequencies of anything are in balance and harmony with itself. When patterns of energy are disrupted, we experience a state which we know as disease, which is a body that's not at ease. The resistant, discordant energy patterning is responsible for every negative symptom we experience, everything from headache to cancer. Crystals and gemstones have a vibration that is free of resistant patterns. They are among some of the structures in the physical dimension which have the most balanced, cohesive, strong, and intentional frequencies. Their unchanging physical structure is a reflection of their innate energetic pattern of balance and strength, which are incorruptible. In the physical world, you pick up a crystal and feel it as something separate from you that you're just holding. But on higher frequencies, you're actually interacting with that stone energetically. This interaction then causes changes to your structure and psychology through your own energetic systems. It begins a process of rebalancing the energetic structure of your body, and in a sense, can help you heal. Now, consciousness is, of course, the determining factor of if you are going to be accepting of these new frequencies coming into your being through crystals. I'm not going to say crystals will heal you, because if you fight them and are non-receptive to these frequencies, you will continue to create the disharmony within yourself. Ultimately, though, crystals can be used to retune your whole being back to a state of harmony and flow. Crystals have been used and revered since the dawning of civilization. In fact, the Christian Bible refers to crystals over 200 times.
What do you think of that, Beef?
I had no idea.
That's because you've never read the Bible.
Oh, God.
That's an old reference.
I listened to this bit, actually. I thought.
Is he going to go into it?
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
The Christian Bible refers to crystals over 200 times. Used in the foundation of New Jerusalem. They were also used in the breastplates of Aaron, the Hebrew high priest. Crystals have been discovered in the ruins of Babylonia and in ancient tombs of Egyptian and Chinese rulers. There are six categories of crystals. Of course, there are lots and lots and lots of kinds of crystals, but no matter how many there are, they will always be in one of these categories. Isometric, tetragonal, hexagonal, orthorhombic, monoclinic, and triclinic. For the most part, all of these systems are derived from the hexahedron, also known as the cube. One of the biggest things about crystals is that they can transmit frequencies. From a metaphysical perspective, we can transmit thoughts and emotions through crystals. But scientifically, does that make sense? Would you believe it if I said that pretty much all of modern computing technology was based on the living element of crystals? Consider the radio. The first radio was a crystal set. They would cut a piece of quartz crystal and touch a wire to it. The frequencies transmitted through the crystal.
The quartz!
That's right. The molecular arrangement, of course, is very stable and has a measurable frequency. And because of this, it can be used in basic technology. Nobel Prize winner Marcel Vogel discovered that crystals can be reprogrammed as silicon chips in a computer and can also be programmed with the energy of consciousness. He discovered that when a person uses a computer, thoughts are transmitted into the computer by pressing on a keyboard. That information is stored in silicon chips via the medium of electricity. Thought is a form of energy which can be given direction through what we call intention. He concluded, due to this discovery, that crystals could also be programmed without the need for electricity, by using just thoughts as the informational energy. Another interesting find is that quartz is composed of silicon and oxygen, a combination known to geologists as the building block of all minerals.
Sorry, I'm holding some crystals while I'm listening to this.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a bit more something out of this one. I don't know, I think.
That's quartz.
Right.
That is the Mac Daddy of crystals.
Okay, that's why. I'm trying to be like accepting of its energy.
Yeah.
But what he's saying here about your thoughts create energy.
Yeah. Your intention creates energy, yeah.
Does it though?
Well,
yeah.
Like he, the drawing.
When you mean intention.
Okay, well I'll say this. In modern technology, they've created a thing that goes in your head that you can actually use your brain waves to use on like online gaming. It will do like.
Can you though?
Yeah.
That seems so. Back like, when I built my PC,
when I built my PC, that was like what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
So that was when that came out, and it wasn't. It wasn't as advanced as like you could shoot or you could probably press like one or two buttons.
Yeah.
And it'd be like you'd have to like, you know, think about it or something.
You didn't do that though.
No, I never used it, but I remember reading about it and it worked.
So what? Sorry.
So that means thoughts must have.
What can you do? Sorry.
You could program your brain to be able to like with buttons.
Yeah.
So this button is programmed to, you know, crouch or whatever. Your brain would have a few buttons where you could say, right, this one will be crouch, this one will be blah blah blah.
Okay.
And then you could get your brain to do those things without pressing buttons, so you could online game and crouch with just your mind.
This feels like Sacred Geometry would ever give me a new like glaze over a little bit every now and then. Like, well, okay. Oh. Can I ask you? You said quartz is the Mac Daddy.
Mac Daddy.
Why?
Yeah, because he said that inventor fella used quartz for something.
Yeah, I can't remember. It will come to me during the episode, but I know that quartz is a very strong.
So what he's saying is, though, that these crystals, each one, I'm just going to hold the quartz one for an example. It's in my hand. And in the pictures on the video, there's like lines of energy emanating from it.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's lines of energy emanating out of me.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I let these lines interact with each other, and my lines, my energy chakra, can absorb the energy from this and bring it into me.
Well, your chakras will become aligned and you cleanse your chakra. Your chakras are like your
I get it
things, and then those will help bring them back into alignment and order.
So is it going to heal me?
Working with, well,
if I rub it on my back, is it going to finally give in?
If you you can meditate with it.
Is that why people place crystals on themselves?
Yeah, to meditate. Just being next to them, because if you look on this physical,
do you meditate with these crystals on you?
I did last night, yeah.
Has this been on your dick?
Lids? No. Oh, no, why? The smoky quartz on it.
Why did you have to ask that?
Where's this one?
Not that one.
The same place this one has.
Oh, it's a bit sharp.
But yeah, I really want to accept something from this, you know?
Yeah.
But what's it going to give me? Health? I want to know what I'm accepting.
It's kind of like, well, like you said, crystals are really balanced frequency-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So in all this chaos, having something like on this physical plane, all we see is this stone.
Yeah.
But on the higher plane, what they're saying is that these crystals hold a great amount of energy on the higher plane, and that affects your higher plane. So as much as you think it's just me and a rock, it's like on a higher frequency. it's affecting your higher frequencies and helping.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, if we continue watching the video, I should explain more. But
why did they put this on a chain?
So you can ask the questions.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But what's the science behind that? What's the science behind it?
It's the energies emanating from this,
and you need
the
to
video.
Like, let it suspend.
Yeah, and you're putting your energy into it, down like this, and you're asking, and your body's energies are reacting with the energies from this, and it's moving it to guide you.
This is ancient stuff as well. This isn't, and also, like, new age.
Like I said, more like my body subconsciously answering my questions in line with the crystal's help. So it's a bit like the automatic writing test I did with you for the Ouija board one, where we had the hanging thing. I did a real, very similar thing, answering it yes or no questions, didn't we?
Yeah.
And it's the same idea.
Yeah.
But with a crystal, I guess more.
Got to be
there's something more to it.
Do I?
Yeah, hold your hand underneath it.
Okay.
And focus, like...
What am I supposed to focus?
They'll be pointing into your... Just repeat the thing in your mind, like when a magician asks you, hold the card in your hand.
So, what, repeating yes in my head?
Well, show me my yes.
Okay. Worked for me, man.
Oh, I want to make sure it's completely still. Or as still as possible.
Got to accept it. Oh. Little anti-clockwise circles, huh? Or is it not rocking?
That's
so rocking, yeah.
So that's show me my yes.
If the stone starts rocking,
don't come
and knock him.
So what's so just answer. Sorry, I know you want to crack on with the video.
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions. I just feel like this is sacred geometry all over again.
And it's not that I'm not accepting it. I'm just
It's fine.
Like it's a whole new world to me.
I'm not offended. I'm not. I take it in, but like I understand that people don't.
No, I'm not, and I'm not. Yeah, I'm not.
I'm already not being as dismissive as I thought I would be.
No, I'm just curious because obviously, if this is a natural, element.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. So anyway, so with the way it moves.
Yeah.
When it was Bobby's yes, it was like
anti-clockwise,
wasn't it? So it was like that.
Yeah.
Mine was like a side to side thing. What are the different? What are the different movements? What do they mean?
It's just your
probably personal. The same.
Or is that just? Is I it just the way your
someone in France says bonjour?
It's just your personal movement. It's the way your body's going to create.
That really tickled me. That's right. I just didn't know if it was like if different movements meant different.
No, usually it's side to side. No, but I mean it can be anything. Really, It can be.
Well, when what culture is it that? That's no. That's yes.
Wasn't that when we was in
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria. Yeah, that's
Bulgaria, isn't it? All right. Sorry, Coral. Crack on.
Cracking.
Just one more thing before we crack on. I understand what they're saying about like the energy it takes to actually make one of these things.
Mm.
So the energy, the idea that they're storing that much energy in them because it's the amount of pressure that takes to make
millions of years
and the amount of time.
Yeah. But so.
It's something
and is it just from plates rubbing together and causing friction or something?
Yeah, you couldn't make a machine that you chucked some stones in, they come on like that?
Never.
And you'd need the pressure of the earth.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got to be found.
Right.
I think apparently Ibiza is built on a massive suppository of quartz.
Right.
And apparently that's what, not just...
There's so many good vibes there.
Not just for the nightlife, but people... seem to flock to Ibiza for something. It seems to be a place that people get drawn to, and they say, not just for obviously clubbing, but like sometimes for yoga retreats and blah blah blah.
All the good vibes are rubbing off in Ibiza.
When Kevin and Perry went, all they wanted to do was do it. If only they knew there was something more for them.
I know.
Yeah, crystals under Kevin and Perry quartz it up.
I'd love a sequel where they're just really spiritual.
No, I don't want a crystal.
Trying to do some yoga.
The living element within crystals is silicon. Silicon shows the same principles of life as carbon. Exactly one octave down on the periodic table from carbon is silicon.
Sorry, is that why? Is that why sometimes when ladies get boob implants, it like burns their breast because? Silicon. Have you not heard of this?
No.
Have you not heard of this? Sometimes when people get boob jobs, the silicon in the implant reacts badly with the body, and it causes like it gets like really. I think
that's just about putting foreign objects inside your body.
Yeah.
Well, you should know.
Well, I'm holding that.
I was like, it's not about a boob job.
I went through an experience when I was in Vienna.
Sorry.
Came back, did it change me?
Sponges deep in the ocean made from 100% silicon were also discovered, which shows that silicon life doesn't just work in theory, but they actually exist right here on this planet.
Wow.
But get this, the Earth's crust itself is made out of silicon. It's 25% silicon, but silicon bonds with just about everything. So the Earth's crust is actually roughly 80% silicon compound. We're literally floating out in the middle of space on a giant crystal ball. The term Mother Earth never had so much meaning as now, as we learn that the entire planet itself is a conscious, living being. She's aware of you and everything going on her body.
Mm.
The energies within crystals are universal. Therefore, when you connect with a mineral and are open to receiving what it has to offer and begin to play creatively through your higher self, you can contact and synthesize the energies from which the entire universe is comprised. This is why crystals are so powerful and why they must only be used through the highest consciousness of the individual. Right intention during the use of crystals further serves to connect your personal energy with that of the crystal kingdom, helping you get to a place of love, of light, and the good of all. Although each and every one of us has an infinite power of the universe within the self, we as humans always like having that support from something external from us. Every crystal form has its own individual energy and its own personality. Each can be used in unique ways to assist one in understanding the nature of existence or moving forward on our own life path destiny as we're consciously experiencing it. I feel that right now, as people are waking up, we're becoming more and more aware of our ancient knowledge and wisdom. Part of that information that is returning to us is the nature of crystals. I see crystals as being very monumental in the evolution of humankind. They could provide a lot of love, light, and insight for many who are struggling with their own inner demons in this coming time. Things are getting more and more intense, but it's also providing people with the opportunities that they need to raise their own vibrations and frequencies to a level of light and happiness. Healing has to come from within. I'm not going to say that if you just get crystals, you'll be happier or smarter or heal better. However, think of it like being with a close friend who really cares about you. They will provide their energy and attention to you to help you find yourself in this time of need. Crystals are like that. They will give you support if you allow them to, and open up your heart to the frequencies that they are emitting. So where can you get crystals? Well, there are several options. The easiest is probably just to find a local metaphysical store.
He's saying only hang around with crystals if you've got positive intentions. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, what's it going to do? You're not going to take over the world with crystals.
No, the crystals just won't work.
Oh, right. I thought it was just like, but don't start hanging around if you've got negative, because that's going to make it more negative. Like, it's, it expands that. Crystals. Yeah, yeah. It sounds like the origin of a supervillain.
Crystal like Hulk.
That. Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, he'd be indestructible. They thought the normal Hulk was bad. The stupid conversation. What a stupid conversation. It keeps making me think of Superman. Because the Krypton is all like crystal-based technology and science, isn't it?
Hmm. Okay.
And all their communication is just all like crystals. They touch crystals, they move crystals, and their computer's all crystal-based, yeah.
Wow.
And his Fortress of Solitude is basically a giant crystal. Like, he plants that and it grows and it's crystal-based, and he goes in and he can interact with it through thoughts alone.
Wow.
And it's all crystalline. So that must be where the ideas came for that. Because, yeah, that plays a big part in, like, Superman lore.
Hmm.
And that's the comics minute that I like to inject into Weird Tales. Might not have heard of him, Superman. So it's actually his 1,000th issue of Superman. Was that this week?
Is it?
1,000?
The 1,000th issue of Action Comics.
Congratulations, Superman.
Yeah, happy birthday. Looks good for his age.
Happy anniversary.
Happy
birthday. If you're depressed, you're suffering from depression.
Yes.
What can be done? Do you know what you would kind of prescribe? What would you do? What would you suggest for someone?
In terms of crystals, or are you just talking?
Yeah, if someone.
No, that's different.
No. So say,
sorry, I didn't mean to get on this much of a tangent, but.
No, I don't think it's a tangent. Okay. It just, as we go along it, and just my brain, I'm just picking up
things. Yeah, me too. It keeps coming up.
So,
okay, what if I have a little search for crystals for depression?
Well, it's more, not crystals, as in, so if everything's based on good intentions,
mm-hmm.
if you struggle to get energy and you struggle with that because you're suffering with depression,
yeah,
what can a crystal offer you?
What, if you can't manifest good intentions?
Yeah,
Well, I don't know.
It doesn't work, though, does it? That's what you're saying. You have to be accepting to the positivity. And if you're in a real
That's it, isn't it? It's the accepting. So you could be accepting of it, but have no energy, but still we're giving it good intentions.
Yeah, if you were like in a real pit, I don't think it's going to do anything for you, because you're going to be like, it's useless, it's not going to work. You have to have that give out that energy for it to interact with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true, like, I always think there are people in life that you can their energy rubs off on you,
right?
I think anyway. There's certain people that I spend time with, and I could go and spend time, like I could go see them, and on the way there I'm really tired and not really with it, and not really wanting to go, and then afterwards I just feel
a bit more full of life.
Yeah, energized. Yeah, that's true, actually, yeah.
It must be the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Made me feel bad that Tiss is, like, falling asleep. As we're obviously not energizing him.
Yeah,
I know a few people like that.
I hope you don't think I'm poo-pooing it by asking these questions.
Oh, no.
Just, as I watch stuff like this, I'm like...
I don't care if you are poo-pooing.
No.
Yeah, this is nothing compared to the Flat Earth one.
Oh,
yeah. I think that
I'm a believer.
Poo-pooing is part of the show.
As I watch stuff, my brain's thinking, like, what about that? What about this? How does...
Yeah, yeah.
It's just interesting.
Let's have a listen. I ain't getting to it.
Yeah, he's just telling us where we can buy them. You know, well, you know, that weird shop in town. We all know them. The one that your aunt walked into.
The women wearing the tie-dye and big baggy clothes.
And they got Wild Song playing in there.
Yeah.
And they got Rainmakers in the corner.
Yeah.
Rain sticks, is that what
it smells? And it smells of that, like, you know.
Tiz, have you got a rain stick?
No.
Oh.
Don't need one in the UK.
Ooh, zing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Try some more. So it says, to understand how crystals work, it's important to embody the understanding that everything is fundamentally one energy. Everything vibrates together in a great unified quantum field. Quite deep.
Cool.
So we're all vibrating together.
Yeah. Even vibrators. Especially vibrators.
Even the thing that vibrates.
Even.
They create an alchemical response within our own bodies and psychology, which would allow us to use them as the powerful tools that they are. We could use them on a daily basis to promote health, awareness, growth, and evolution within ourselves.
Wait, stop.
And the multidimensional lives we lead.
So this is what I'm interested about. It's different crystals do different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's got the bit that's going across the screen now.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, you know, if you want to have a weekly crystal plan. And he's just put like, you know, Tuesday, rose quartz, Wednesday, Friday, aquamarine, Azurite, amethyst, citrine, like he's done a load of them.
I'd like to know what they do because Rachel's engagement ring is aquamarine.
Aquamarine.
So it'd be good to find out what that one does.
Ooh, hope it's a good thing.
Today's video will be about crystals. What they are, how they are formed, how they work on the energetic levels, and meanings of some well-known crystals. Let's start with how crystals actually work. First of all, it's important to realize that our entire body system is just energy that shows up in different densities and patterns. Our thoughts and emotions are connected to our physical bodies and have a density of their own. When these patterns of energy work in a balanced way, then we experience our health. However, these energy patterns can be disrupted, which then results in poor health from headaches to serious diseases. Crystals are thought to be the most stable form of matter in the universe due to how they are formed within our planet. Crystals grow in the Earth's crust over millions of years at high pressures and heat, making them objects with the most energy, as each step in the formation of a crystal contains energy.
So when she's saying that when you're ill, when you've got a headache or something, that's your body having a shitty old time with its energy.
Yeah, your frequencies.
Is she saying that all illness, all disease is down to
discordant energy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess maybe.
It feels that way. Also, it's like, should I just never buy Nurofen again and just like, you know, slap on some amethyst.
Well, things can be attributed. So if you've got a massive headache, it's probably because you haven't drunk water much today, mm-hmm. or you've not been sleeping very well recently.
Mm.
And I guess all those things stem to energy. But if you get, however, gout, which I get, happens because your blood becomes crystallized in your...
But it's not the same as these crystals. I actually found her basic description a little easier to understand.
Yeah, no,
it was like the idiot's guide. Like
I did.
Thanks, Annie Tarasova, for explaining it for us dum-dums, basically, me and B.
I'll be honest, I understood that, yeah.
I'm lumping you in with
being a dum-dum. Yeah, thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Right, let's have a look at this then.
Okay, this is how crystals are formed.
crystallization occurs when layers of the planet's mantle fracture, which allows heated gases and liquids forced by high pressure rise towards the surface. Elements such as water, oxygen, sodium, iron, potassium, and magnesium are also present, and in the process they merge and dissolve with other elements being pushed to the surface. As this mixture rises and passes through cooler, less active layers of rock, crystals begin to grow in the rock's cavities and crevices. Crystals will form depending on the specific environmental conditions and the mixture of the elements that I mentioned. Growth, shape, color, hardness, and size depends on the temperature, water, light, pressure, time, and space. Crystals are alive like everything else in the universe. They work with the human energy field and are able to diffuse, absorb, move, or shift energy within the body. Crystals vibrate at different levels depending on their composition and color, as do the cells in the human body. They all vibrate on their own frequency, as do the energy centers in our body, our chakras. Crystals operate by naturally focusing and magnifying the body's innate energies, dissolving and equalizing emotional, mental, and physical stress. They can alleviate suppressed or unreleased pain and help to make desired shifts in every aspect of one's being. So when we come into contact with a crystal, its vibration interacts with the vibration of our cells in our human body. First of all, yeah, it's not a myth that crystals have energy. Crystals actually have a very high and precise rate of vibration and are utilized in modern technology. This includes liquid crystals in calculators and clocks. They're also used in credit cards, phone lines, and lasers for microscopic surgery. Working with crystal energy helps the body to find its natural rhythm and restore its energetical balance. Crystal healing is basically laying of the stones of different vibrational frequencies on your body in order to affect healing or change. It may also involve laying out different energy grids or specific patterns of crystals around the body. That way, by using patterns, the combination of stones can enhance their individual properties and direct energy. Crystals are thought to be able to relieve and release stress, stimulate brain activity, amplify your healing power and potential, restore energy, and stimulate energy flow through your meridians and energy centers, reconnect you to yourself, ground you, and connect you to our earth. For hundreds of thousands of years, crystals, gemstones, and minerals have been used to heal or enhance physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual balance. The ancients must have somehow known that when worn, the energies of the crystals would interact with the human body's electromagnetic field and bring about subtle energy changes.
Sorry, before my brain loses track of it, because she said it like a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah,
what do you think? I just wanted to get Beef's opinion on the fact that, because I've never really considered it, that we use crystals in our technology.
Yeah. But I don't know how technology works. No, I just turn anything. A switch on and I don't even think about what's in it.
I don't even want to start thinking about how they use these crystals I'm holding in my hand to power technology.
Yeah.
That is sci-fi stuff to me.
It's pretty cool.
Do you want me to quickly show you guys a little treat?
Is that what
talking
you
talking about technology because it's on the same tear. Okay. There's 5D discs,
right?
About this big, made of crystal,
right?
That hold, I think it's about 560 terabytes of data.
Wow!
For billions of years, so it's how to hold memory for years, and they created it as this.
University of Southampton have made a major step forward in the development of digital data storage that is capable of surviving for billions of years. Using nanostructured glass, scientists from the universities have developed the recording and retrieval processes of five-dimensional 5D digital data by femtosecond laser writing. The storage allows unprecedented properties, including 360 TB per disk data capacity, thermal stability up to 1000 degrees Celsius and virtually unlimited lifetime at room temperature, 13.8 billion years at 190 degrees Celsius, opening a new era of eternal data archiving.
Eternal data storage.
That's crazy, isn't it?
So it could just last for, yeah.
That's basically what we're going to be on.
That's what
when they work out how to store our consciousness, I'm talking about like San Junipero stuff here.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to exist on.
Yeah,
we'll have eternal life eventually. We're talking like Chappie stuff again.
So, what do you think about the potential of ancient civilizations having this technology and writing their memory into crystals that we have?
But where are they?
Yeah,
they need to pass on how to read it to us.
Well,
here we go.
But they wouldn't. Surely they wouldn't have the intelligence to know, like, anything about data or
what? It's memory though. It's storing memory.
It's just memory.
Yeah,
how?
Yeah, but their understanding of memory isn't our understanding of memory, is it? Because it's not.
Just because they didn't have a computer, yeah, but how can they get the information they wanted to store onto the crystal?
Aliens.
The classic answer.
Yeah.
Intention.
Just really staring intently at it. Do you think energy from a human body could be that intense that if I stare into this, I can store something?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Alan, my dog.
Oh.
My old dog. If I think of him, is a little memory of Alan going to be inside this crystal?
I don't know. Try it, but we'll never be able to find out, because I don't know how you...
Right, that's done.
So Alan, hopefully, should be downloaded onto that crystal.
Well, not his consciousness. I haven't got that sort of... It's like an image of him. Somewhere in the archives.
Just like a little JPEG of Alan.
There's an image, like a little GIF.
Of him, like, I don't know, jumping. Or is that too energetic for Alan?
You wouldn't know, like, him eating.
Came in and flopped on the floor, didn't
he? Him eating something, yeah.
Okay.
That is really interesting, though, isn't it? I don't think of technology alongside crystals, other than, like I said before,
but it makes
Superman.
Sense, because when you see, you know, quartz in watches, that's all over. Or I've seen that in when I've gone into a watch shop.
But I don't even quartz think of that as being the same thing, do you know what I mean? Like, I know LCD is liquid crystal display.
Mm.
I know that, but my brain completely disassociates that crystal from being like, oh, a crystal.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they on about?
Yeah,
liquid crystal display. Technology baffles me. Hopefully I don't look like an idiot. I feel like I'm alongside the average Joe when I say, like,
calculator's
made from a crystal. And they're like,
yeah.
How? That's wizardry.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. Yeah.
And then they would say that these crystals are...
Harry Potter and the crystal calculator.
Aren't amazing.
It's boring.
It's just him in a science lesson. So how
sine, like cosine.
Oh,
don't. Oh, bugger off,
I still
Harry.
Can't tell you what that is.
No. Harry Potter and the crystal calculator.
While we're on the subject of storing things in things.
Right.
The 13 Mayan crystal skulls. What are they? What were they? What do they do? In a nutshell, 13,000 years ago during the fall of Atlantis, the Maya took their calendar and left Atlantis. During this time, they carved a large crystal skull out of quartz crystal and held a ceremony. One person, who was trained and prepared, would consciously drop their body and enter into the skull, where they would reside within for the next 13,000 years. Then, every 1,000 years, another ceremony like this would take place. The ceremony involved a being who had an understanding of everything humankind knew at that point, and then entering into the crystal and saving these memories within the skull. Kind of like the Mayans would hit file and save as every 1,000 years to preserve what they knew. Supposedly, this year in 2012, they will hold a final ceremony with all of the crystal skulls coming together to reveal all of this ancient knowledge to the world and allowing it to enter our consciousness once more.
Yeah,
Mark, go sit around there because we need to talk about this.
It's a step too far.
There's a flaw in that.
Okay.
The fact that did not happen in 2012.
How do you know?
Because otherwise we'd know. We'd have all the knowledge, wouldn't we?
What, did you have a live stream to Mayan?
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Is it online?
I don't know that it didn't happen.
Can you read about it?
I didn't know that it didn't happen.
Right, so hang on a second.
I don't know that it didn't happen.
First of all, when he started explaining what limb crystal skulls were,
yeah,
he just, as a matter of fact, like it was a thing, was like, yeah, you know, when they left Atlantis...
Yeah.
Okay, first of all...
He says a lot of things,
Matt. Yeah,
you're
like, whoa, 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 whoa,
you
whoa,
have
whoa,
to...
Whoa.
already, to begin with, believe that Atlantis was a real place.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't believe it's real?
We went over this. We did an episode all about it. I can't remember what. I love the idea of it. It's a long time ago.
Oh, there was a documentary we watched yesterday, actually, about the Crystal Skulls.
That was it.
And it was
Indiana Jones film.
The thing is right, this is the flaw. See if you can pick out the flaw in the documentary. What they did is they got a master sculptor to recreate that exact skull.
Right.
And they were just like, out of course, yeah. And they were just like, that'd be impossible. That'd be impossible. Right. And he did it.
Right.
But he did it with loads of machines and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And he got it pretty much perfect.
Yeah.
And then they inspected the replica to see if it had any hidden knowledge in it.
Yeah.
What's the flaw in that?
Well, it wouldn't have any hidden knowledge in it because no one's put any knowledge into it.
Exactly.
But isn't the amazing thing...
But this is... Here's my question. So you take the Mayans crystal skull.
Yeah.
And the one that a dude made.
Yeah.
How do you know the...
Which one's which?
Well, yeah, how do you know...
Someone's doing the old switcheroo.
Me and Lyd said that. Jones. Me and Lyd said it's probably a switcheroo.
Yeah, how do you know? Because you... Exactly. How can you guarantee that there's memories in that?
Don't know.
You'd have to believe.
But the interesting thing is they found it in the 70s. This guy made it in 2017. He used loads of technology and loads of cutting tools. Even if... Let's take away the fact, even if it was made in the 70s, like, that's nuts.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's the incredible thing.
Yeah.
The fact that they made them with primitive tools they had.
Yeah.
Wait, 13,000 years ago, he said they're from. In that video, he was like 13,000 years ago at the fall of Atlantis. Well, slow down there.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah, that's
a lot to take in to begin with.
Yeah.
13,000.
So matter of fact, wasn't it?
Yeah, because Egypt is... technically 5,000, but if you take into account the geological eroding of the Sphinx, the water erosion, then that would date the Egyptian civilization back at least 15,000 years. So they usually say about 13 to 15 is when...
For Atlantis.
Egypt, Atlantis,
Crystal, you know,
whoever
Skull,
else.
Mayan, isn't it?
Crystal Mayan, Skull? Yeah. Aztec.
Mayan.
I think there's... Is there another island that happened... Apart from Atlantis, there was like...
Talking about the big heads on Easter Island.
Yeah, could be. There's loads of documentaries on the Crystal Skull.
Did you see that they, when they dug underground at them, there's a body underneath them?
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
Underneath what?
Underneath the head.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So they're tombstones.
I don't know how old that picture is. I don't know if that's a recent discovery, if it's really old and I've only just seen it. But they dug underneath one of the heads and it's not got like a body. Old. Yeah, so there's like an actual body as part of the statue, part of the stone.
Wow.
Interesting.
Hmm.
But yeah, so they store, they all get round together in a big circle.
And they store their memories into it.
And they just lay next to the skull and put all their thoughts in it.
And then, was he saying that their conscious got trapped or like stayed in the skull?
Did they put their knowledge in it or their consciousness?
And then every 1,000 years someone else would do it.
Knowledge, I guess. Both.
All of their knowledge for the last 1,000 years gets uploaded to it. It's like every now and then when you've got, I've got a lot of like files and stuff to organise, all the sound files and that. Every now and then I have to put a day aside. I'm like, I have to organise my files today. And it's like a big old job shifting my hard drives around. But yeah, that's like the equivalent of that. Every 1,000 years, you've got, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. Or like when you got to go through your inbox and delete a load of shit.
I keep on top of that, boy.
Rachel didn't when she had her maternity leave.
That stresses me out when I see people just like...
She had 13,000 unread.
Yeah, I can't deal with it. What?
I'd rather delete the account. Just delete it.
Just don't let it get above 5. It's easy to just go dig, dig, dig every day.
Just read it. Or delete it. Read or delete. Anyway, so back to... I mean, yeah, I'm personally like all that stuff. I liked the lady in the hat.
I love that.
That was really good. Like the energy.
Yeah.
That matter of fact, like,
yeah, but spirit science is well matter of fact about.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah,
like my uncle in Australia is well matter of fact about aliens.
Right,
like he said, he was talking about his family member about religion, and he turned to his family member who believes in God and was just like, "How do you explain aliens?" And just like drop the mics moment. And it's just like I love it because it's just like that's not.
I
really
love the conviction that some people have, and like it's just this. Like, oh yeah, aliens are like, Becca's dad's like that about aliens.
Yeah. And my dad is. He's just like, Adam, you can't tell me that there is nothing else out there in the world. I was like, I'm not telling you that. I'm just saying I haven't seen aliens.
But at some point you've gone up to your dad and gone, Dad, no, there is nothing else out there.
I really wish I could have seen that conversation.
I said to him, I said,
I love when he starts to roll out his impressions of his dad. Yeah.
I said, Uncle John is well matter of fact about aliens. He was like, you can't tell me that there ain't anything else out there. And I thought, I'm not telling you that. I'm just saying that it isn't a fact until it's proven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until it's verified.
But they're here. We're using their technology.
Yeah, crystal skulls. Wow.
Oh, it's aliens.
Not using it.
I mean, yeah, if you've got that kind of conviction, it's good, I suppose.
Yeah.
But what do you think about crystals? Has it changed your given the backstory?
I do feel a little bit more understanding of what people are getting at with them now.
Yeah.
Even just from talking about it for like an hour or so. Like, I feel like no one's actually sat down to me and explained. They just go, like, crystals heal you. And I'm like, yeah, bollocks, like everyone else does.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, when you explain like the energy and when I think about what these take to make and where how long they've been around and all that stuff, I'm like, I get why people put that stock into this.
Mm.
I don't think I'm convinced enough to go out and buy some crystals.
No. But if you went into a crystal shop, maybe you would.
They do feel nice to have in my hand.
I tell you what, we put one.
This is the one I like.
The quartz.
Of course, it's like the MacDad. It's like the X-Wing of the crystals. It's
well, here's
like,
some others.
Of course, that's your favourite.
When you're crystal shopping, actually, you're supposed to not go in and just buy any old crystal or even buy online. You're supposed to go in, and if you're drawn to one, you buy it. If you're not drawn to it, don't buy it.
But you know what? Next time I'm in town and I see one of them weird old, you know, smelly crystal shops with all the incense and stuff.
You're going to go in there?
I'll go in.
Yeah.
There's one in Leighton.
Yeah.
I'll go in and I'll see if I'm drawn to any. And if I am, I'll buy one.
Yeah.
And I'll fiddle with it. If I'm working on some sound stuff, I'll...
Where my...
This is nice. This one feels nice to me.
In my wallet, I carry around...
Money.
Money. Which is helpful energy. We've got a lapis lazuli.
All right.
This is just poured out about a grand in cash.
Also, this is...
it's like a pick.
And a moonstone.
Yeah, she can fly using her water abilities. And she carries Stephen with her sometimes.
Yeah.
Cool.
So these are my... That's my little personal collection of crystals.
Hey, listeners, come on Twitter and talk to me about cartoons.
Another interesting thing about crystals that I've completely forgotten. Crystals can actually leave people.
Oh, really? Like one day you can pick it up and it's like, I'm not feeling it from this anymore.
No. They just go.
You just lose it.
Physically.
First hand, I've experienced this. First hand.
What?
They just leave you.
You just lose it.
You just... Well...
It was nearly when we were... Yeah, you just lose it. Well,
no. To you might think, oh, I lost it. But...
Well...
Actually, what's happened is the crystal has left you.
Because for another man.
One thing you understand about crystals, you never really own them. They have a life of their own, and sometimes they'll leave you if you don't need them and someone else needs them. They'll keep the balance going, and they'll...
Can you get your money back?
No. And first hand.
So if you're calling a crystal a every day,
it might leave you. Yeah.
Have to beat that.
First hand.
It's the crystals having a negative all going on.
Yeah, you're not all going.
First hand, I experienced Liz's serpentine crystal. We put them out. We put them out in the evening on a full moon because you can charge them up with the moon or the sun.
Right.
If you leave them out in the sun all day, they'll fill up with energy, and then like it's like filling up a battery basically.
If you leave them in the moon, what does it?
In the full moon, it charges them as well.
Huh.
But basically, this serpentine dropped on the floor.
Right.
Outside the van, and we couldn't find it anywhere. It was in the dark anyway. So we were like, okay, we'll leave it till morning. We looked for fucking ages anyway. Wait till the morning. Could not find it anywhere. Like, just, it was quite a heavy one, quite a big one. It should have just dropped in the dirt and stayed around the vicinity. We scoured literally every inch outside the van, trying to find it. Couldn't find it anywhere.
So it's like it jumped away. It had
gone,
you.
Yeah.
And when you tried to find it, made dug itself underground.
Made a break for it.
Yeah.
It had gone. Completely disappeared. Which is crazy. And there was another... Lidge told me... When I was coming up with this episode, I basically bought two crystal books from... it was in Byron Bay. In the charity shops. They had these crystal... They had so many New Age stuff.
Oh, you posted a picture of the crystal book.
Yeah, the crystal book. Yeah. I got two of them, actually. And I started researching the episode, and Liz was telling me loads of stories about people losing theirs before this happened. And I can't remember those stories, but obviously they got replaced by this story.
Useful.
But that, no, those stories were just typical, like,
this,
you know,
is like they were walking
around. I lost this crystal, and someone else lost that one, and it was like the story behind it. But this was like firsthand. I actually experienced it, so I'm talking from a real experience.
And when you say you relax with these crystals on your body,
yeah,
naked.
No,
where'd you put them?
I was near enough naked. I was in bed.
I don't know what you're wearing in bed, mate.
Near enough. Like a flannel.
Silk. I do sleep jammies. Naked. I much prefer sleep naked.
Yeah, I always sleep.
If I fall asleep and I'm not naked, I always wake up in the night and have to kick off my whatever I've got on. Okay. It's more common for me to fall asleep with just a t-shirt on than just pants, which is such a weird sight all the time.
No, I get that because your
and
waistline...
It always shocks Becca. She'll get in, she sees I've got my t-shirt on, so she presumes, and she'll put her arm and be like, oh.
Like, oh, I love that shock. Yeah. I love when you slip in and it's
when you put your arm around me and
when you slip into bed. Crystals. Yeah.
In your fairy sack.
Put your pouch out.
So I need to be naked. I think it's the waistline.
Yeah.
Because it feels uncomfortable.
Yeah. This is not what I was gonna say, but yeah, so you rest these on you.
Yeah. I did a chakra meditation. We put on this YouTube video, which is basically like, I'll try and find it. It's this frequency that just plays constantly.
We're getting immature over here. Really, we're getting silly.
Really, really.
So
I'm going to leave that giggling in, but they won't know what it's about.
I laid down and Lids just stuck these stones on different chakras.
And is that my chakra lids?
This is...
Sorry. This is the video of it.
Now, this is just...
I love that the video is going to show us him laying there like this. Me. Just filming it off.
This is the music that plays.
Oh, when you actually laying
it's called binaural beats.
And does it help you relax? For real?
Yeah. But it's nice feeling... Those stones, the coldness and the heaviness of them.
I really feel like I need to wash my hands now and they've been laying all over your body.
It's not like I was sweating.
I've been like ripping them the whole time.
Yeah.
One was and so when you meditate,
yeah,
how do would you just... When how,
I
what do you do?
When I do a chakra cleanse, you put all of them on there, play this music and Lids was doing it, say, root. You think of the red chakra, think of your red ball and polishing it up. In your mind.
Your hand was big red ball. Polishing.
You imagine polishing it.
Sorry, Tess. Oh, this no touching, just imagine.
This is terrible.
Sorry, Tess.
So in your mind's eye, you will polish up the ball and you'll go up your chakras.
I'm so sorry. Imagine it the other way around, man.
I know. I can live it. You guys have done it to me.
That's quite nice.
Sorry, Tiff.
That's okay.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Right. So you polish your ball. You feel it going up you?
Yeah. Well, no.
I actually do want to hear it.
So every chakra, you got a root, sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, crown.
Right.
Da.
Is your root they're talking about your
root? Root is your tailbone.
Right. You did the
Well, pause. No, it's
the
in between.
The pause was suspect because you went, the root is your...
It's in between the tailbone. They're inside you.
Right, okay. Oh, that picture, there was a diagram of that on the video.
Yeah.
Okay.
By this.
Yeah, okay, I've got it.
Yeah. All of those. So you go up those and you polish up these balls.
You have to put some bleep in this episode.
So you polish up your all the way up.
Anyone who's actually into crystals and listen to this, I think we're the biggest fucking idiots in the world.
Not me.
Witt House is back, baby.
We're back, baby.
It's like we never went away.
I will agree with Bobby. I think whenever I've come across someone with crystals.
Mm-hmm. Has it usually been in the media, though, where you'll be watching a film and a character will be into crystals
like
and they'll be sort
of... We've had people... Right, I've just You just come across people who have them and they seem to almost have like an obsession with them. Or with one particular one, or they wear one around their neck or something.
Yeah, some people really get into it.
Well, I'm not having a go. I never really understood it. I never really understood why. Or,
also, the same people.
I had no idea.
I don't want to tar people with the same brush, but normally the sort of people who would be into crystals, when you ask them about it, they almost like talk to you like you're an idiot for not understanding it.
Yeah, or they don't, or they give you an answer that's so too vague. That was helpful watching the videos.
You wanker. That's all only what I think.
Oh, only someone who's not interested in crystals.
Well, I didn't. I was well against, not against them, but I just didn't understand it. I was just like, crystals, really? And then,
I mean, I think with the this, it.
He's talking about the chain.
The butt plug on the chain. That sounds so disrespectful, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm really getting involved in it. I really understand. Silly butt plug chain.
Because it makes me sound like I'm completely
poo-pooing. Intolerant,
I'm really not. I'm genuinely not.
Right.
I'm interested in the movement in it.
Mm.
But I'm also conscious that even if you were to focus really hard on staying completely still, you won't. Humans always...
No, but that's what it's doing.
The movement.
Even if you don't believe that any of the crystal has anything to do with it, you can balance any weight
on that. Scientifically, it still moves with your body. That will make sense.
And what you're thinking will affect the way it moves.
Yeah.
Because you will subconsciously move it.
Yeah, exactly.
So that, to me, doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the crystal. It's just a weight on a string.
But I do get why... I understand why people... use it to sort of refocus or
helps you get your inner thoughts out of anything.
Hmm.
Yeah, and let's face it,
it's like tarot.
It's no different to me praying.
Yeah,
all of this is no different to me praying.
Hmm.
I think for me, tarot,
you're doing it to like realign yourself and to get your energy out,
But for me, tarot, if there's nothing in tarot, if you believe there is nothing in tarot, which I don't, but if you did. Even the fact that the cards come out, someone talks to you about those sections of your life and you inwardly, like you did, you inwardly thought about those situations. Even just having that without any mystical power doing it is still having an effect.
Interestingly, my tarot reading on that episode way back, like episode 13 or something.
Was really...
A lot of that actually happened.
Yeah, yeah. It was really accurate.
A lot of that,
it was a lot of stuff about me.
Was Japan a very romantic trip?
Probably like the best trip that me and Becca have ever been in our life. Like, we always talk about it.
Amazing.
But it was a lot of stuff about me. It was sounding very negative at the time, but it was about me like separating from family, and that to me is like, well, I stopped working with my dad, who I worked with for 11 years the year following that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is a real separation because so I've worked with my dad for 11 years. That's seeing my dad almost. Even after I moved out, still seeing him 5 days a week. For like 10 years. Yeah. So actually not working with him was actually almost like, oh, now I've actually moved out.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Totally.
So that's a real like divide in family.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
So yeah, a lot of stuff she said was like related to that sort of thing. She actually gave me another reading before I went to Vienna.
Mm.
I went around to record her for my other podcast, 5 Minute Folklore, nominated for an award. I went over to record some lines with her for that, and she was like, "Why are you here? Let's do a tarot reading." Yeah, and it was really interesting, the stuff that came up again.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of stuff about this year and things not going the way I planned, but yeah, stuff that's already like ringing true.
Amazing.
So it's very interesting.
And they're cards.
Yeah.
I think crystals.
What are you saying?
In summary,
are you saying that Trump cards?
No, no, not Trump cards. Trump cards, literally Trump cards. No, like if tarot has that much, and that's sort of just that's an inanimate object as well, and you put your power in the deck and blah blah blah. Crystals as well.
That's about fate, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Crystals can hold similar energy, maybe
untold knowledge.
I've got 8 of the crystals to know about.
Right.
I want you to see the pictures as well.
You because they're kind of cool. 8 crystals.
This one is black obsidian.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That one's kind of cool.
What does that do?
This, superpowers.
What does it do?
This first chakra, the root stone, helps you feel more grounded. Put black obsidian in your pillowcase, in your nightstand, or fall asleep with it in your hand to help decompress and ground yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's black obsidian.
Black obsidian.
Yeah. It's
quite nice.
Seen that.
Carnelian.
Carnelian,
which is like...
Carnelian.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's carnelian.
It's like a marble.
This one says, fans of the product say carnelian, second sacral chakra stone, provides emotional support for female reproductive issues, helps ease period cramps, temper PMS, regulate menstrual cycles, and treat infertility.
What's that going to do for me, though?
Nothing.
Waste of time me getting that one.
Well,
what, you know,
Becca gets periods, so that's going to do something for you by helping her
buy her one. If I go to a crystal shop and that's the one that's calling out for me, though, what does that?
Oh no, they still. I mean,
they will have positive energy.
Let's have a look. Carnelian effects for guys. Carnelian crystal. Increased circulation, which can bring increased strength in keeping with chameleon meaning.
Oh, circulation. Oh, so it is like menstrual, so it's blood flow. As
improved
well,
blood flow can be beneficial in all aspects of physical health. Stimulate metabolism, improve fertility. So you could get, you could have a baba.
I don't need that.
And reduce frigidity and impotence. Carnelian stone benefits may minimize symptoms associated with menstruation and menopause. So there's still...
They all got
unisex. Yeah, yeah. It's just, I guess,
this Citrine
goop might be more aimed at women. Maybe it's a women magazine. Citrine is the next one. That's really nice. Looks like a Jolly Rancher.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like an orange Jolly Rancher.
A stone of the third chakra, which is an energetic power center of the body. Citrine catapults a woman into embracing a leadership role. I guess it is a women's magazine. Making things happen in business. It's associated with creativity and wealth. Not only can citrine assist with asking for and getting, say, a long overdue raise, it can aid in standing firmly within your personal power, self-confidence, and establishing healthy boundaries in every area of your
life.
Well,
also, actually, we should give a shout-out to one of our listeners.
Yeah.
Who records, who's a musician, who records under the name Citrine.
Hmm.
Cool. So, shout to Beth Parks. I think so. Listener of the week.
Listener of the week.
Listener of the week.
Crystal based listener of the week.
What kind of music is it?
It's like female led electronica, poppy electronica. It's pretty good.
Amazing. Let's carry on down the list. Rose quartz. And that's the one you saw, the heart.
That's the pink one.
Yep.
Rose quartz activates the heart. That's what it's a heart. And promotes a positive energy. It enhances all types of love, self-love, love for others, and unconditional love. This tiny but mighty baby pink wonder raises self-esteem, restores self-confidence, helps with emotional balance, releases stress, tension, anger... and helps curb jealousy.
Mm. Oh, very good.
Another interesting crystal story, actually. Lids bought a smoky quartz before she left. And when we were on holiday, her mum spoke to her. She said her mum started getting into crystals.
Right.
Unbeknownst to Lids. And she went to the shop and got told by the person at the shop, you know, I'm not going to tell you what any of these mean. Just have a look around. See if any jumps out to you, you know, any calls to you. See what you fancy.
Yeah.
And basically, she picked up a smoky quartz as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's pretty nifty.
Lapis lazuli, the one that you saw in my wallet. The blue one. I really like it.
Lazuli.
Oh, lazuli. Lapis.
I only know that from the
universe. The fifth chakra, throat. Stone promotes speaking one's truth with grace, ease, and confidence, and eases communication issues. Well, there you go. That's why I've got it. Because I like to communicate.
Clear quartz. That's the one that I was holding, right?
Clear quartz is the next one. The seventh.
Like you said, the Mac Daddy, right?
The Mac Daddy of chakra stones. The seventh chakra stone, the crown of the head. Clear quartz is known as the master healer. It amplifies the energy, thoughts, and vibrations of other crystals. It's used for connecting you with your higher self, intuition and spirit guides. Yeah. So I watched on one of the videos I watched yesterday, if you're using any crystal for a certain thing, if you put clear quartz next to it, it will amplify that crystal. So it's like you can put quartz power with any other crystal and it will power that crystal and amplify it. And that's why it's a master
crystal. So it'll amplify crystal. Your energies as well.
It amplifies everything, yeah. And it helps you. Amethyst. That's you've seen amethyst.
I know amethyst, yeah.
It's purple.
Ever wonder why crystal stores often have a giant purple amethyst geode in the corner of the room? Amethyst rids negative energy within a room and also keeps energy vampires out of your personal space.
I know. Oh, that's just triggered a memory.
Go on then. So, you got a crystal story?
Yeah, I do.
Ooh.
So, years ago, probably like 12 years ago, our church used to go to this New Age festival that they had at the Civic Centre in Aylesbury, or what it was before it was knocked down.
You've mentioned the festival
before. Yeah, I have. Yeah, a while ago. And the lady across from us, was it?
So a while ago.
The lady across from us was doing crystal stuff, and she told us that we weren't being intrusive, but as we were spending time with people, she told us that our energy was interfering with her energy. It was stopping her from being able to connect with people with their energies.
Okay.
And she got what was it? What was the one we just been talking
amethyst.
About?
Amethyst.
Amethyst. She got some amethyst out and just like started. I don't know what she was doing.
Yeah.
It was almost like.
Wait, is this the one you got?
It was like she was parading around and she was.
Is this the one that caused the stir?
Yeah.
That's the same woman, the mad woman.
Yeah.
Who caused the stir in that? Got you kicked out or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. She because she was saying that we were bringing negative. So she was using amethyst as like to try and ward off our negative.
And you left the hall, so there's something in crystals. What made you leave?
The organisers told us we weren't allowed to be there anymore.
Or crystals. Well, or the power.
The crystals told us we're allowed to be there anymore.
The crystals told them to tell you. Energy vampires out of your personal space. Amethyst is used in crystal prescriptions to treat addiction, and addictions show up in our lives in all sorts of ways. Alcohol, shoe shopping, this is definitely a woman's magazine, negative self-talk. Amethyst is a stone of the 6th and 7th chakras. It's a super high vibration. It helps us tap into our intuition and connect us to a higher plane of existence.
Me too.
Mystical homeworker says drop amethyst into your water filter pitcher or bottle and just drink the water as you hydrate.
I've seen people put crystals in water.
Yeah, there's a good case for people saying that it makes it better, apparently.
Mm.
They say you should leave it for 24 hours and then...
You just want to drink.
Drink the water.
I'll come back in 24 hours, won't I? Go on, how do you pronounce this one?
Oh, chrysocolla.
Chrysocolla.
Also known as the goddess stone, chrysocolla is associated with the 4th and 5th chakras. It aids women in embracing their divine feminine power through stone communication, self-expression, empowerment, and education. While it stimulates the mind, calming effects allow truth and inner wisdom to surface and be heard. It emphasizes the power that our words and actions have on those around us and encourages compassion and strengthening of character. It brings forth prosperity and eagle-eye discernment in business by enhancing analytical and intuitive abilities. As it is a stone of goddesses, high priestesses, and medicine women everywhere, those who resonate with chrysocolla will feel its ancient energies in connection with the indigenous wisdom traditions.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And that's the last one?
That's the 8, yeah.
Sweet. Big 8.
I guess.
I like the. I'm going to be boring, and I like the clear quartz.
I love clear quartz.
I quite like the rose quartz.
Rose quartz.
Clear quartz is amazing. Yeah.
And I like this. This phallic.
When you buy crystals,
that's smoky quartz.
That
smoky Robinson.
I can't remember what that one is.
It's not black obsidian.
It's like a nice big
black obsidian's on. Like jet black, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's the one we picked up in India, actually. That one. It's really nice. Really like the roughness of it, and it's I don't know. I like the crystals that don't look too polished.
Mm-hmm.
I like the ones that are a little bit rough.
Mm-hmm.
little bit used, a little bit worn. They look old, even though they are millions of years old. It makes them look older than they are.
Older?
Older than millions. Trillions.
The ones that are like really polished, even though they are crystals from millions of years ago, like they look manufactured and brand new and shiny.
I quite like these ones.
Yeah, I really like the quartz, and the smoky quartz is really nice as well. Luther's favourite is quartz. So yeah, I don't know, I think I've covered everything.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I feel
very educated. Like I could give a talk on crystals, but I'm more educated than I came
in. I understand why people do it.
Yeah. I was getting very ready to like poo-poo everything.
Yeah.
But I've embraced some of it.
Yeah, it's good. I like I said earlier, I just understand why people use them. And it makes sense.
And I will go and buy a crystal.
I feel like you will, yeah.
Buy a crystal before I edit this episode, I'll take my portable recorder with me and record me in the shop buying the crystal and put it in
the Talk episode. To the person in the crystal shop as well, because they will give you the same advice they gave Liz's mum, which is I won't tell you too much, or maybe they will, but usually they like, you know, see what one speaks out to you and they'll give you the spiel. And yeah, I wonder what one will. I guess quartz probably.
Well, I'll report back.
Get a nice big red chakra balls but and polish.
They say actually in the videos I was watching that you should try the crystals sort of rather than buying a shitload, you should try them like one at a time.
Yeah, I would only go and buy one.
And
let's keep, just go in there and hedge my bets. One of everything, please.
Yeah.
keep it on you.
Hanging them all around my belt.
And then see if you notice a difference, a change.
Hmm.
See what you think.
Great.
Do you feel like your communication is more positive because of the one you have? Or do you feel like it's had a positive influence on the way you communicate with people?
It's hard to know what's crystal. I mean, there's so much that's happened to me since I got these crystals in my
Is it crystal clear that things have changed?
Sorry.
You know it's time to wind down when it starts doing that.
A lot's happened since I bought this wallet, which can... How was my crystals? Because it's I like this. I like a purse.
It's like the purse.
I prefer purses to wallets because you can have the change. I can have shitloads of change in there and it won't fucking bother me. You know, because the change in wallets, it gets fat and it's like, oh, fucking fat.
I normally just leave my change in the car. Yeah, or if I've
leave them in the little central bit in your car for parking.
Yeah, for parking, exactly.
But ever since I got this wallet, I've gone through a lot of different things, so it's hard to really know on a level playing field what's happened.
How much the wallet's affected your life. But,
yeah. Positively.
Cool.
But whether that's circumstantial or what.
Is there any more crystal talk?
No.
Cool.
Well, can I just say, before we wind up, I do want to apologise if my behaviour makes it seem like I'm... if you're listening and you're into crystals and you've been desperate for one of us to cover crystals for a while... I apologise. My tone is only meant to be taken.
No, we're just high on life. We're just happy to be recording again.
It's just nice to record with you guys again. It's been months, and I'm excited and a bit immature, like a little boy. So,
well, also this is going to be. Don't get your hopes up. You're not going to get another Weird Tales like next week, because Tiss is away again now. We just wanted to have us all three in the room, bang an episode out here. We've only seen each other once since we all got back in the country. And when we did, that was like a few days ago, we said, let's record before Tiss goes away again. So we recorded something, but we have got a few other little bits planned. So there is going to be content coming out, hopefully next month.
I think so. Yeah.
So we're going to have some stuff coming out. We're working on a few little things. I don't want to announce anything in case. Got some really cool stuff, and hopefully it all pans out, but I don't want to say anything in case it doesn't. Tiss got his tattoo for episode 100. Shall I get a pic of that?
Yeah. I've got a few red patches where I've got spots. That's what happens when you put oil on a tattoo and don't wash after one day. Get spots.
There we go. So tell us about your tattoo, Tiss.
It is a Bast, which is a Egyptian cat god.
Uh-huh.
And it's got like a little pyramid underneath its legs and a little sun. And it's just to commemorate the podcast and... Yeah, ancient Egypt.
I feel like I need to explain.
It's like a hieroglyph.
Because I'm now hanging on.
Well, we can just say that you had an issue with your tattoo situation.
I don't want to do any slander.
We just say there was an issue with your tattoo.
and now it's been delayed.
I knew that would wind
coming,
you up.
But it's coming.
It's coming, and yeah, I'm paying, hopefully booking it in at the end of the week. If not this week, then it'll be next week, and I'll get it booked in soon.
Yeah.
So it's on its way.
Awesome. Like we said, listener of the week, we already said earlier, but Bethany Parks.
Yeah.
Listener of the week. Go listen to Citrine, which is her musical.
I really want to. Thing. Maybe she could link us and we could put a link on the website.
Yeah, put something out. I always link out whatever music we put at the end or whatever music I mention anyway. Maybe she'll let us use it for outro music. I feel like there's loads of stuff I should have said, but no, whatever. You know, what? This is just a little bonus thing for you, a normal episode. You can go on WeirdTalesAndTheUnexplainable.com. I'll put the links to the videos we watched, the websites we referenced, and bits and bobs, and to Citrine's page on the website. You can contact us on the website or directly at unexplainableuk@mail.com. It's been really great to hear from a lot of you while we've been on our break. It's really great, the continued support of everyone. Like, it really does mean a lot. I know we always say that, but it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, someone contacted me about the Man and Scythe pub in Bolton. That looked really cool. So shouts to that dude. That was really cool. I'm terrible at replying on Twitter, so I give shout outs. Because
even though he just said to that dude, you know who you are.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
We appreciate it.
We haven't been formally introduced.
No. So yeah, if you want us to cover stuff in the future, keep sending them in, say hi. It all means a lot.
Yeah.
And the other places you can find us, we're all on Twitter, where you can find the page on Facebook, but all that information's on the website. Go there, and you can still buy merch. There's no unique design up at the moment because we put them out only periodically. So you just got the normal design and the Rubs designs up there. But you can buy merch on there. And English listeners who are said about steep shipping costs, TeePublic, who we do want to stick with because they do about really good quality t-shirts, they are going to be in the coming months opening a UK manufacturing warehouse. So if you're thinking of buying a t-shirt in the UK but are worried about the shipping costs, if you hold on a few months, them shipping costs are going to be way less.
Sweet.
So those of you already have, like, thanks. Like, we really, thanks, but we didn't know they were going to be doing this.
I should have waited for you.
So should I. Fucking hell. Me and Tizzy got really stuck.
I wore my Rubs t-shirt for the first time ever yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Patience, boys. It's paying off.
I kept them to be... I wanted them to be preserved forever so I could keep them, and then I needed the t-shirt.
I love my one-to-one t-shirt.
I've got rubs. I got the pink Rubs. I don't know why.
You didn't get pink Rubs, did
not
you?
Pink. I got blue. Yeah. Oh god, I'm never wearing that to work.
Pretty neon.
Yeah. The moon one. I really like.
Yeah, SUV.
I love that. And classic.
Yeah.
Did I get classic?
I don't know. I've got a long sleeve Rubs.
I can't remember if I got classic.
But yeah, I love my classic, and I love my. I've got white Rubs, and I've also got. I've got five Weird Tales.
Have you got once bitten?
I've got once bitten.
You were once bitten five times shy.
I didn't get the shipping stungs for the once bitten.
Didn't get bitten. No. Once bitten, twice didn't.
Wow, it's time to wrap up with a waffle about this. Okay, so Tissy, lead us out. Unless anyone's got anything else to say.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
Until next time, go to a crystal shop, but don't intend to buy one. Let it intend to come home with you.
Just life advice.
This is dog shit.
Just life advice.
And until next time, look both ways when you cross the road.
Alright. Crystal next time.
Crystal next time. I'm a fist you later. Whoa! Oh, that didn't even...
No! That's unnecessary, man. That's the most crass thing you can say.
I love that I didn't think about that.
Well, until next time, caught you on the flippity-flip.
I'm a fist you later.
That's brilliant.
You dirty tramp.
I didn't even know that it was going to come out rude, but I'm glad it did.
You know what I'm going to do? Not use that as the outro. But then I'll put that after the outro music. So this is after the outro music. This is the real bye. See you later, guys. Thanks for listening all the way to the end.
I was just prepping and I saw a YouTube video that I could not. Wow. I've just seen another one. That's fucking gross. Looks like a fleshlight attached to a fucking screen. It is actually
a fleshlight. For those of you who don't know what a fleshlight is.
Oh, they know.
just Google it.
It's a wank bottle.
The wank bottle.
That's my knockoff brand.
Wank bottle.
Bob Shoy's patented wank bottle.
Oh, wattle. So
horrible.
Toss pot.
Drink it with a
salt. Not even a pun.
Toss pot. Not even like a pun, like fleshlight. No. Just wank bottle.
Drink it with a beer's popular as the fleshlight became.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No. Wank bank.
But there was actually an invention. It says five new inventions that will blow your mind. And one of them is like...
blow your load into.
There's one of them that's like a screen, a see-through screen. It's just like an air mask. Right. It's like see-through. Right. It looks fucking ridiculous. And people
are... Where are we going with this?
I don't know. It was amazing.
Things up my chakra lids.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.